This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition, the day after President's Day. And I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, where it's fairly warm right now. Won't be for maybe a couple of days from now, the temperature will drop. But right now, it's comfortable, so come on down. And by the way, we are the home of the world champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, to the great radio stations we're broadcasting to all across America, around the world, via the Internet and the satellite, too. Thank you very much for having us on your radio dial. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the same way. We're also on Gab, the same way. And Parler's back online, and yay, we're back on as the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now to start out our number one, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those 2 points, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Well, the big news down here in Florida yesterday, Kyle, and the news people got it all wrong because they don't know what was going on in Mar-a-Lago. They think that there was this big impromptu event where people just automatically showed up on President's Day to wave at their favorite president. It wasn't quite that way. You see, this has been planned in the works for about 2 weeks. And have you ever heard of a company called Right Side Broadcasting that goes to the different rallies and whatnot?
Yes, I have. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Well, they're the ones that put it together, and they broadcast it, and they publicized it, and they got their followers involved. We had people in this state down there to cheer the president on because he actually came out in a motor convoy, drove by, and acknowledged the fact they were there. You knew he would because they were out there, several thousand of them on the street outside of Mar-a-Lago where they were waiting for an opportunity to wave at him and cheer him and all that stuff, which they did. So for the media to say, and I heard Sean Hannity say, well, this large impromptu event, no, it wasn't. It was planned in advance by the people that did it. And I'm going to be talking to some of the ones that went down there tonight at the Tampa Bay Trump Club when we go over to Muggs on Ulmerton at 6:30. But I'll tell you what, the jubilant supporters, it was great to see because they came from all across America to wave flags and to say hello and pay respects to their president, Donald Trump.
Yeah, it was really something to see. Just a lot of people just couldn't even count them all as I was looking at
the video. Several thousand.
Yes, exactly. And so it just shows, Captain, that there's still a lot of popularity for what President Trump represented.
Of course there is.
So that's got to be weighing on the Democrat Party elite, one might think.
Now, we know Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to run for governor of Arkansas, right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
But it's being rumored that Don Jr. has got the bug now, and he's thinking about running for something in politics. Now, I would love to see him run against Cuomo.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Because Cuomo right now is very beatable. We're going to tell everybody why here probably after this first break. But the thing of it is, and then the daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, is being considered to run for the Senate and primary. Senator Burr, who just got censured in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's something that had been in the mix, I think even to the election, basically, in the sense that she might be looking to do something like that. And so that could be very, very interesting. Again, it's these ideas that President Trump was able to clearly define.
That's right.
And in terms of lower taxes, less regulation, all of that, and that seems to be a winning combination there. And so we'll see what happens. Yeah.
And there are more and more and more people fleeing the blue states for the red states because they want out of all of the lockdowns and all that sort of stuff. And the only way they can do it is to pack up their U-Haul and take everything and either go south or go west, where somewhere in between Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi is open, by the way, or Florida, and even Georgia, for that matter, to a certain degree. Not all of Georgia is open, but most of it is. But Senator Collins, Senator Burr, Senator Toomey, Liz Cheney, they're all in the works of either being censured or have been censured. By the way, Liz Cheney was censured over the weekend. Senator Toomey was censured yesterday. Senator Burr was censured yesterday. And now Senator Collins are checking to see if they have enough support to do it there in Maine. And Romney, they've actually got a petition they're circulating around Utah to censure him.
Right. These are big.
Oh, and Cassidy got censured too, come to think of it, in Louisiana.
Yeah, exactly. And, and this is a big development in terms of, you know, people asking questions, you know, what's in store for the GOP? Well, we're starting to see something coalesce here in the sense that, you know, the GOP as a whole, or at least most of it, is not happy with the idea of what they saw take place with this last Senate.
And again, folks, when they censure these politicians, it means they have no more voice until they're uncensured in the Republican Party in the states they represent. They have no more voice in the party. So it's kind of like they're hanging themselves out on a limb. All right, we'll be right back with more. And when we come back, yeah, we're going to get into Governor Cuomo. Good Lord, that just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and nobody believes him.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, remember, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for about 5 years now, a little bit more than 5 years. And I take it twice a day, and it works for me. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time, which is what it does. I take it in the morning because I usually wake up with a swollen ankle or leg or foot or both. And it needs to be taken regularly, so I take it again later at night before I sit down to do my radio show. And I, as a result of taking Relief Factor with turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin and omega-3 in it, it actually works for me because it will stop the inflammation that's going on in my leg, my ankle, and it'll lower and eliminate the pain by going right to the source of the pain. So now I'm feeling better if I wasn't to begin with, when it comes to pain anyway. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you have. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, and it's also part of the healing process. Now, they have the 3-week quick start for $19.95. You can try that. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. You'll be glad you did, and I'm telling you, it works for me. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, this story about Governor Cuomo is huge for a couple of reasons. Number one, he held a press conference yesterday, and he sat there in front of millions of people and tried to point the finger on everybody other than himself. He is the leader of New York State. He is the one that gave the order for the patients to be sent back to the nursing homes. And nobody believes the trash that he threw out yesterday. Nobody.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, you know, so many people died in this entire issue with the nursing homes, and the sort of weak explanations and sort of, you know, trying to, you know, deflect a lot of the criticism that Governor Cuomo gave, number one, didn't sound like Governor Cuomo that we know. It was just very weak, and it didn't really do the trick, I think.
He was trying to be empathetic.
Well, but at the same time, yeah, he's saying, well, the air conditioner repairman gave them COVID.
I heard him.
Staff member went home and got it and gave people COVID. Well, but no matter, but number one, if you sent the people in there, instead of sending them, for example, to the Navy ship that President Trump made sure got underway as fast as possible. And
or the hospital in Central Park.
Or the hospital in Central Park, the Javits Center that was converted, you know, send them there instead of sending them into the nursing homes. And then, Captain, as we understand, the governor did say that they did withhold the information, I believe.
Well, he did. He did. Yeah. As a matter of fact, here's the quote. Governor Cuomo admitted that nursing home data delay was a mistake, created a void for the conspiracy theories, because unintentionally the data was held back because they were trying to take care of a federal investigation first before they turned it over to the State Department of Health. Well, that makes no sense because they were both involved together. Now, here's the other one. New York lawmakers, including the chairman of the Democratic Party, has said that lawmakers must now begin impeachment proceedings and a criminal investigation of Governor Cuomo.
You see, that's where I think...
That's a Democrat saying that.
Exactly. That's where the earth is starting to dissolve under his feet at that point. Once you have not only the right, but the left coming after Governor Cuomo all at the same time. And because, Captain, this is the kind of issue that no matter whether or not you're a Democrat or Republican, this is just something that gets to everybody because so many people lost their lives. It was underreported. And at the same time, the Emmy-winning governor of New York was touting how wonderful their numbers were compared to other states for their nursing homes, for goodness sake.
Well, a Democratic state senator yesterday spoke up and said Cuomo, that the Hollywood elitist, whoever it was that gave him the Emmy, needs to take it back.
Well, no kidding. I mean, this was, and the back and forth with his brother on CNN and the big Q-tip and all the stuff. You know, come on. I say, come on. This is just terrible to have experienced this, and then in light of what we now know happened.
Now, millions tonight are without power in some 14 states. Without power, they're told to keep their heat low, as a major storm has been sweeping across the U.S., the central part and the southern part, as well as up in the northeastern part. There's another storm right behind it, another day or so behind it, that's coming across the south. The Texas power line grid failed. There was no wind. And by the way, I've seen lots of windmills on I-40 when you travel west of Oklahoma City and you go into Amarillo, Texas. There's a number of windmills there. And there was no wind yesterday and the night before because there just wasn't any wind. And those windmills froze up. They weren't able to turn to generate any. When the wind did blow, they weren't able to turn to generate any power, and it's created a huge problem for Texas right now because, whether they want to admit it or not, you still have to have oil and nuclear and coal if you want to have a power plant.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And you also have to be able to have, you know, plans for contingencies, just like this, where you have this unbelievably cold weather, the huge storms, and now the windmills mean exactly zero because they can't function. But if they can't function and people don't have electricity and people don't have heat, well, then we're going to, I hope we don't see tragedies here, but this is something that's not acceptable.
Well, we already are. We already are seeing tragedies, unfortunately. And it's not just the multi-car pileups with the roads that are in bad shape, because there's ice everywhere tonight and more snow coming, as I said, and still snowing in some areas. We'll get into all that. By the way, that's going across the south across Louisiana and Mississippi and headed towards Georgia. And it's already angled up into the Midwest and up New York and Massachusetts and Vermont and all that. Just a big time winter storm with another one right behind it coming across the south.
Exactly right. And so with all, and there are other rolling blackouts as well because the power grid has been taxed. In some cases, they thought they'd cut off people's power for a short time, but that turned into many, many hours. And when it's that cold, Captain, it's hard to stay warm. You might
have
a fireplace.
You're telling me? I've been in that stuff. I know how cold it is. And no matter what you do, once you lose the heat, unless you've got a fireplace in your house and you've got firewood you can burn, you are screwed.
Exactly right. And so, you know, as a result of this, hopefully there'll be a reexamination of the power needs.
Let's go to the phone line, because on the phone line we've got Mike from Clearwater. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Professor. Good morning, Captain. You know, one of the things that Biden ran on was, oh, well, if I get elected, we're going to do $15 an hour. And then all of a sudden, well, I don't know if we can put that through. That might be a tall order.
It's back in that stimulus plan.
So you think it's going to pass?
I think it's going to pass, because the Democrats are going to ram it through.
Well, you know what? That's bad policy. Everybody get ready for the price of everything to go up. And when you go to McDonald's, the robot arm might be handing you your food out the window because, you know, that's what this is coming to. What do you think, Professor? Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Go ahead.
So, yes, I do think so, Mike. I think that obviously businesses, including, as you mentioned, like fast food, restaurants, and so forth, they're already heading towards automation for ordering and so forth. And, yes, they will embrace automation and robotics, as it were, at a breakneck pace because they will not be able to afford this kind of mandate. And also, it's going to make it such that a lot of young people are not going to be able to get that first job, start getting experience, start earning some money, and so forth. This is a big political maneuver. It's not about helping people make more money. We help people make more money by creating more jobs and creating more competition so that people are saying, hey, look, come over and work for me. I'll pay you more. Or come over and work for us because we got better benefits. Whatever the case may be, but this is just a signal to their constituency, basically.
Yeah, and it's in the stimulus budget that they've got, the 1.9 trillion, which I think is now up to about 2.3 trillion, but it's in there and it's making its way across, and that's the next thing they're going to push because it came out over the weekend again. I'm looking at your message here, Kyle. Once the impeachment was over with, they started talking about the stimulus. They're talking about by the end of the month, trying to get it done. All right, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senator Richard Burr, the North Carolina Republican who was one of seven GOP senators to vote to convict former President Trump in his second impeachment trial, has been censured by the North Carolina Republican Party. Following a unanimous vote, party leaders released a statement calling the constitutionality of the entire trial into question. Burr responded with a brief statement of his own, saying he was disappointed that his party chose loyalty to one man over its core principles. and more than 150 million Americans are currently under a winter storm warning, stretching from Maine down to southern Texas, as a massive winter storm brings snow, ice, and frigid temperatures to most of the country. At least 3 people have died in the storm, with more than 4 million left without power, 3 million of those in Texas alone. In the Great Lakes region, some areas are expecting at least a foot of snow Monday night into Tuesday afternoon. Forecasters say relief from the Arctic blast won't be coming soon, as another storm system is already making its way across the nation. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thursday.
Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, and I did. I tried to walk all over the announcer guy, so I'm telling you, there you go. But anyway, it is what it is. So I will tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. I was talking to my agent yesterday, and he was telling me that people have been coming over to get cost comparisons, which is what it's all about. And they've been, some of them have been able to save some really big money, but everybody saved some kind of money depending on what it is that they do. Now, again, I've been with them for going on 15 years, and the website that you go to find out more about them is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. While you're over there, you can get the name of your closest agent, and you can set up an appointment to go talk to the agent or have them come to you, whatever works for you. Or you can do it all online so that you don't have any contact with anybody. And I will tell you that with the car or the truck that you're driving, or maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an RV, an ATV, or a boat, you can get all that taken care of. So you get yourself a price quotation, but it gets better because if you have a home and homeowner's insurance and you want to get a cost comparison, they might be able to save you money there. Same thing for an apartment or a condo. If you're renting for renter's insurance, they can do the same thing. If you bundle it together, the key to it is if you bundle it together, guess what? You are going to save even more money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, obviously, your state, Gavin Newsom, we heard again yesterday about the recall, and we heard that the signature campaign has hit its threshold, but they're going to keep going to get as many more signatures as they can. The leader of the organization says, we're not stopping.
Well, that's exactly right, and nor should they, because they want to make sure that they have plenty of signatures to withstand any kind of challenge or try to, or invalidation of any signatures that have been currently gathered, which is just makes good sense. Again, Captain, I think the reason that they're not stopping, because they're going to continue to get more signatures, because more and more people in California have about had it with Governor Gavin Newsom and all of the lockdown shutdowns, his long lectures during the press conferences and all that stuff. They're just kind of done with it now.
Yeah, and we're hearing from LJ again up in Michigan. She's saying that it's about, let's see here, it's 16 degrees here. It feels like it's zero. She's also talking about the fact that you'd expect you're going to get about 9 inches of snow with the next blast that's coming through. Yeah, I heard 6 to 10. It's going to be mentioned in my trucker's report, because for the people listening to me up there on the thumb of Michigan, AM 660 and FM 95.3, hope you guys are doing well tonight. You guys are going to get 6 to 10 inches of snow on top of whatever else is you got going on. So we have to tell them. Might not like the news, but we got to tell them, right, Kyle?
Well, exactly right. Yeah, we have to.
Now, Vice President Kamala Harris claimed yesterday that the Biden administration was starting from scratch on fighting the coronavirus, despite Dr. Fauci, who said something totally the opposite.
Right. Well, oops, didn't check with the Grand Fauci before going out and making your statement.
Yep, the Grand Poobah Fauci.
Yeah. So, but you know, Captain, I think, generally speaking, why would she go out and say such a thing unless she was completely misinformed, didn't check with the Grand Fauci? But, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, maybe this is just an attempt to keep the blame Trump thing going, so that, you know, instead of having to answer real questions about why the Biden White House, you know, but didn't they say they were going to be ready day one, they were going to shut down the virus, do all that stuff? Well, that's not happening. In fact, the president just tell us recently there's nothing he could do, you
right.
know? And so I think this is part and parcel of that kind of statement. But we'll see what Fauci has to say about it, because if the media is consistent, they'll take his word over her word on it.
And the one thing that he did do, by he I mean former President Donald Trump, was he got all these vaccines fast-tracked to where they were right there, almost ready to be released when Biden walked in the door. And I believe Nancy Pelosi sat on top of some of that so that he couldn't get any more credit than what he already got.
Well, sure. And, of course, if you don't mind me bringing this up, I think Nancy Pelosi sat on the aid to the American people for the COVID-19 relief packages.
I agree.
Yeah, because it wasn't going to help them. It would only help Trump, and it's just absolutely disgusting.
Well, it would have helped them, because they could have claimed at least partial credit for it, doing something on a bipartisan level, but God forbid if Nancy were to do that, right?
Oh, right. Exactly.
All right. Well, the Anti-Trump Lincoln Project is another group that's in big trouble right now. They spent massive amounts of money on losing Senate campaigns. The records now show that. But they also yesterday stopped their fundraising efforts.
That's true. And part of this, Captain, is that I think some large percentage, not the majority of the percentage, but a large percentage of the money they raised went, evidently, this is what we're hearing as this is developing, went to companies controlled or influenced or big connections to the primary creators of the Lincoln Project. And so that may, you know, as they look at this more closely, we might have some more stories about this here pretty soon and where that money went and why it went there.
Well, lawyers at the firm that the Lincoln Project hired to conduct the Weaver probe donated large sums of money to the group during the 2020 election cycle.
Well, exactly.
Tell me that's not a little bit beyond reproach.
Well, exactly. And you know what else? I was hearing some reports about some pretty big Hollywood people and other big prominent people that typically would be Democrats are on the left, but they were donating to the Lincoln Project. I guess my sense is that they would want to donate to anything that was anti-Trump. It was kind of the enemy of my enemy's my friend kind of a thing.
And guess who's not even talking about it?
Who's that?
CNN's Brian Stelter. And the reason is because he had all of those guys on his program at one time or another.
Well, sure, it was pretty chic, right? Here comes the Lincoln Project. They're trying to, you know, get Trump and stuff like that. You know, it becomes a little, you know, it's like I said, it's the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Well, we'll see. And I will tell you this much. Ron DeSantis is pushing a bill. We heard about it again yesterday down here in Florida, aimed to take power away from the big tech firms. For example, he made the illustration yesterday of your cell phone. If you take your cell phone and you're taking a trip to Texas from Florida and you lay it on the seat of your car and you don't touch it and you don't use it at all, your cell phone is telling whoever the provider is everything you've done, every stop you've made, every if you've gone to the bathroom, they know you're in a rest area. If you've gone to a McDonald's, if you're in a truck stop, if you've gone to a hotel, they know all of that without you ever saying a word.
Well, that's right. And this is not necessarily something new in the grand sense because, you know, these things are designed into these phones to be able to do that. It's not the one-to-one correspondence, but, you know, back in the day, even when they were trying to find bin Laden, his cohorts wouldn't even put a battery in his cell phone until they drove miles and miles and miles away in order to some kind of phone call, because for that kind of reason, and that was more rudimentary, much more primitive in that sense of the cell phone technology at that time compared to what we have today. But still, you're right. There are apps that can track. There are apps that can record exactly where you've been. You can see, oh, I made a 2-mile trip to go here and then a 4-mile trip to go there, or you're walking or you're driving. It'll tell you your speed, everything. And, mm-hmm. and it's not necessarily just because you turned it on. Or rather, turned on an app, because the cell phone evidently can do that on its own, if you know how to get it.
Right. Now, and the other thing is you turn off your location tracker as to where your location is.
That's right.
But that still won't stop them from knowing where you're at.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. And that's why there maybe needs to be a little more transparency, because you have to go through various other steps, right, that aren't usually, you know, broadcast here, do this, do that.
No, so for the crooks that are out there, think, oh, all I got to do is get rid of the GPS tracking facility on my telephone. Nobody knows where I'm at. Oh, really? Want to bet?
That's right.
Want to bet?
That's right. It's all in the technology. That's, you know, it can be manipulated. That's right.
Yeah, it's mind over matter at that point. Now, Parler came back online yesterday, and I posted my podcast over there, and then I went over and I posted a little promo for tonight's show over there. It's back, and looks like as if eventually we'll have all the features back in it and what we had. All they did was merely give you back your login, so you had that, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens after that with the groups and whatnot. But just about everybody's there. So hold that thought. Kyle and I will be back with the Truckers Highway and Viber Report. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Jersey Cowgirl. Found her way down there to Carrollton, Georgia. They got themselves, she and her husband Don, a big old horse ranch called the Double D Ranch. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And, oh, by the way, consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club because you will get points for the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, and whatever you buy in supplies out of the store. You can use those points to save your money on your next purchase, or you can use it to get something out of the catalog in the Drivers Club. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
AC/DC. That thing is called The Flick of the Switch. And, Kyle, I hadn't heard that till right now. At least I didn't remember hearing it. I still don't.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not as familiar with that one, but that's vintage, AC/DC, just like we like it.
I just want to know one thing. Was Steve rocking out on that over in Thailand?
Well, I bet you he is. Steve just sent a message, by the way, Captain, saying that it's 86 degrees Fahrenheit in Thailand.
Well, it was 80 here today, this afternoon, but it's down in the 60s right now, and it's going to cool off a little bit. But tomorrow night, we're supposed to get a little bit cooler, and by the weekend, we'll have some mornings 40 to 50 degrees, but it'll be near 70 during the daytime, so it won't be that bad.
Yep, good.
So come on down. All right, let me get going here. A massive winter storm is moving across the Ohio Valley into the Northeast as it's bringing with it snow, sleet, and freezing rain. You can expect significant travel disruptions and power outages. Another winter storm will move into the South Central U.S., coming out of the Four Corners section of the Southwest, bringing another round of snow and ice. In the meantime, Arctic air is going to be around all week. With frigid temperatures and dangerous wind chills, they will persist over the central third of the U.S. this week and all of the northern part of the U.S., Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Michigan. It's going to be bone-chilling cold.
It certainly is, Captain. It certainly is. And out here in the west, we've got high wind warning here in Southern California along I-10. That's in the Palm Springs area. And that's going to cover a lot of the area there, especially the 29 Palms area where the Marine base is there. Also on I-15 through Victorville, through Barstow, if you're on your way to Las Vegas. It looks like it's not so bad, a little bit past Barstow, but be careful there on I-15. Also, in the Ridgecrest area, you've got the wind advisory there in Southern California. Reaches up in towards the Inyo National Forest there. Also, we've got dense fog advisory, Captain. This is just outside of Bakersfield on I-15, so you want to be very, very careful of that. Also, along Interstate 5, you've got a wind advisory. This is going to go all the way up almost to Modesto along Interstate 5. Lake wind advisory near Reno and Carson City. Mm-hmm. Winter weather advisories up in Oregon and also Washington, Seattle, and Portland. They've got rain. They're going to have about Wednesday or so it's going to dry out a little bit. But then after that, Captain, it's several days of rain, both in Seattle and Portland, for sure. Then also, of course, winter weather advisory in Montana near Helena. And then also, avalanche warning, winter weather advisory as we go down I-15 through Salt Lake City, all the way through Utah, all the way down to St. George. And an avalanche watch as you come across I-70 in Colorado tonight, just west of Denver, Captain.
Well, down in parts of New Mexico, the northeastern corner of Arizona, Colorado, Utah, you have got a winter storm brewing that's going to be moving across the south. It's pretty much going to follow the pattern of south of I-70, but I-40 to I-20 again, which is where tonight, I'll start with the bitter cold weather first and get that out of the way. North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, South Dakota, gee whiz, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, the western and northwestern corner of Illinois, bone-chilling, freezing cold temperatures to include Amarillo, Texas, and down as far as south as Lubbock, Texas, and then you've got a big frost warning in central Texas tonight. But the winter storm warning continues across half of Oklahoma, all of Arkansas, half of Texas to include the Metroplex, where it just stops snowing, but it's very, very slippery on the road. So I-40, I-30, I-20, I-35, you have got a real adventure. And I-10 going through San Antonio, where they've got some icy patches there, too. Now, you've also got snow flurries tonight in Mississippi and Alabama, especially the I-20 corridor there, I-65 coming out of Mobile. You'll have snow on and off all the way up to the Tennessee line. The same thing coming out of New Orleans, I-55. You will definitely have some snow flurries all the way up just about to Memphis. And then the Northeast, wow, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse. The Northeast from Chicago, I-80, I-90, I-94 into Detroit, I-70 all the way across into the mountains of Maryland. You've got a winter storm warning. Now, when you get into Pennsylvania, that winter storm warning is going up I-81 in upstate New York all the way to Canada. North of Albany, New York, you've got a winter storm warning. You do have snow coming out of New York City. Just a general snow, it looks like, maybe an inch or two. Same thing for Connecticut, same thing for the southern part of Vermont, southern part of New Hampshire, southern area, including Portland, Maine, up there, where our listeners are listening to us. But up north of there, you've got a lot of snow, heavy winter snow warning up there all the way to Nova Scotia and the northern part up to Quebec of Vermont, of New Hampshire, New York State. And all along the lake, I-80, I-90, Ohio, Indiana, you've got a winter storm warning, and that goes all the way down to the West Virginia and the Kentucky line, where Kentucky tonight, Kyle, they're not out of the woods there either. They've got a freezing rain warning for different parts in Kentucky, so that's going to make life really miserable.
It certainly will, yes.
Now, we also had a tornado watch, still do, in along the coastline of North Carolina on up to the Chesapeake Bay, so be advised of that if you're headed that direction, severe thunderstorms. And we had one come through here, I guess, about 3-4 hours ago. It's over in the east side of Florida now, headed out in the ocean. But what a mess. And as I said, this second storm is right behind it a day or two.
Exactly right. So you've got to make whatever preparations you can in between those as best you can.
Yeah, get all your supplies and make sure you're ready for it. Now, the Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And all kidding put aside, if I was out there in the road and I knew it was going to be in bad weather and I was shutting down for the night, I would look for one of those places, and that's where I would be stopping, because they've got all the amenities that you need there. Plus, don't forget, you can get your truck serviced there. Usually there's a service bay close by. If not there, then someplace close by. It's not a night to get a truck washed. By the way, I made a mistake one night in sub-zero weather to get my truck washed because I was going into California, right?
Mm-hmm.
Came back to open the door, couldn't get it open.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, yeah, because things will freeze. And Captain, yeah. you are always telling the truckers, and anybody with a diesel motor especially, make sure you got the fuel additive.
God, yes.
Yeah.
If you're going north, don't leave Florida without having your fuel winterized to get up into the north. And every time you stop, dump at least a gallon of power service or some type of fuel additive in your tanks. And if it gets up there and you're up there in that 25, 30, 40 below zero weather, don't be afraid to throw about 10 or 15 gallons of kerosene in each one of your tanks, too. Or winter blend fuel. They sell it up there. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.